ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ
नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
So we're reading Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 1, The Activities of Maharaja Priyavrata, Text 38. Narayanam namaskritya naram cheva narottamam devim sarasvatim vyasam tato jaya mudiraye nashta prayeshva badrishu nityam bhagavata sevaya bhagavatyutama shloke bhaktir bhavati naishtiki yam pravrajanta manupetam apeta kritiyam dvaipayana virahakatara juhava putreti tanmayatayo taravo vinedus tam sarva bhuta hridayam munimana tosmi. So it's prose. Paradevata prasadadhi gattatmam pratyavamsena anupravritebhyam putrebhya imam yathadayam vibhaya buktabhogam cha mahishim mritakam ivasaha mahavibhutim apahaya svayam nihita nirvedu hridi grihita hari viraha anubhavaha Bhagavataha Naradasya Padavim Punar Eva Anusasara. Okay, I will just skip the...
Normally we are translating in Hindi, then Maharaj can get better words.
Is it necessary?
Yeah, no, we mostly have a Hindi understanding to go, that's why.
Who doesn't understand English? And crazy
bhasha?
Acha. Okay. By the grace of Supreme Personality of Godhead, Maharaja Priyavrata reawakened to his senses. He divided all his earthly possessions among his obedient sons. He gave up everything, including his wife, with whom he had enjoyed so much sense gratification, and his great opulent kingdom, and he completely renounced all attachments. His heart, having been cleansed, became a place of pastimes for the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Thus he was able to return to the path of Krishna consciousness, spiritual life, and resume the position he had attained by the grace of the great saint Narada.
श्री भगवान के अनुग्रह से महाराज प्रियव्रत का विवेक पुनः जागृत हो गया होता। उन्होंने अपनी सारी संपत्ति अपने आज्ञाकारी पुत्रों को बांट दी। अपनी पत्नी जिसके साथ उन्होंने इंद्रिय सुख भोगा था, उसे और प्रभुत ऐश्वर्यशाली राज्य सहित सब कुछ त्याग करके वे सभी प्रकार की आसक्ति से रहित हो गए। विमल हो जाने से उनका हृदय श्री भगवान की लीलाओं का स्थल बन गया। इस प्रकार वे कृष्ण भावनामृत के पथ पर पुनः लौट आए और महामुनि नारद के अनुग्रह से जिस पद को प्राप्त किया था उसको फिर से धारण किया।
Purport. As enunciated by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his Shikshashtakam, Chaita Darpanam Arjanam Bhava Mahadavagni Nirvapanam, as soon as one's heart is cleansed, the blazing fire of material existence is immediately extinguished.
अपने शिष्यास्त्रकम में श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु ने बताया है कि चेतो दर्पण मार्जनम भव महादावाग्नि निर्वापणम हृदय के स्वच्छ होते ही संसार की प्रज्वलित अग्नि तुरंत शमित हो जाती है।
शमित हो जाती है। Our hearts are meant for the pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
हमारा हृदय श्री भगवान की लीलाओं के लिए है।
This means that one should be fully Krishna conscious, thinking of Krishna as he himself advises, man manabhava mad bhaktomam yajimam namaskuru.
Iska tatpar yeh hai ki jaise Bhagwan ne swayam updesh diya hai, man manabhava mad bhakto madhyajimam namaskuru. Manushya ko chahiye ki vah Shri Krishna ka chintan kare.
This should be our only business.
Yehi humara kartavya hai.
One whose heart is not clean cannot think of the transcendental pastimes of the Supreme Lord.
Jis purush ka hriday swachh nahi hota, vah Shri Bhagwan ki divya leelaon ke sambandh mein soch hi nahi pata.
But if one can once again place the Supreme Personality of Godhead in his heart, he very easily becomes qualified to renounce material attachment.
किंतु यदि वह श्री भगवान का फिर से ध्यान धरे तो सांसारिक आसक्ति से सरलता पूर्वक विरक्त हो सकता है.
Mayavadi philosophers, yogis and jnanis try to give up this material world simply by saying Brahma satyam jagat mithya.
Mayavadi darshanik, yogi tatha jnani is bhautik sansar ko keval yah kehkar ki Brahma satyam jagat mithya arthat yah sansar asatya hai pratha hai.
Yeah, this world is false, there is no use of it, let us take to Brahman. He's ahead of me. Such theoretical knowledge will not help us. If we believe that Brahman is the real truth, we have to place within our hearts the lotus feet of Sri Krishna, as Maharaj Ambarisha did, Savai Manah Krishna Padaravindayo.
यदि हमें यह विश्वास हो गया कि ब्रह्म ही वास्तविक सत्य है तो हमें अपने हृदयों में श्री कृष्ण के चरण कमलों को धारण करना चाहिए जैसा कि महाराज अंबरीश ने किया था सवे मनः कृष्ण पदारविंदयो.
One has to fix the lotus feet of the Lord within his heart.
मनुष्य को अपने हृदय में ईश्वर के चरण बिंद धारण करने होते हैं.
Then he gets the strength to be freed from material entanglement.
तभी उसे सांसारिक बंधनों से मुक्त होने की शक्ति प्राप्त होती है.
महाराज प्रियव्रत was able to give up his opulent kingdom and he also gave up the association of his beautiful wife as if she were a dead body.
महाराज प्रियव्रत ने अपना ऐश्वर्यशाली साम्राज्य तथा अपनी सुंदर पत्नी को मृतक तुल्य मानकर छोड़ दिया.
However beautiful one's wife and however attractive her bodily features, one is no longer interested in her when her body is dead.
Kiski patni kitni hi sundar tatha aakarshak kyon na ho, kintu mrit hone par uske prati koi moh nahi reh jata.
We praise a beautiful woman for her body, but the same body when bereft of spirit soul is no longer interesting to any lusty man.
Hum sundar stri ki prashansa karke uske sharir ke karan karte hain, kintu atma ke nikal jane par vah sharir kisi kami purush ko aakarshak nahi lagta.
Maharaja Priyavrata was so strong by the grace of the Lord that even though his beautiful wife was alive, he could give up her association exactly like one who is forced to give up the association of a dead wife.
Maharaja Priyavrata Bhagavat Anugraha se itne balwan the ki unhone apni jeevit patni ko mrittak tulya chhod diya.
Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Nadhanam na janam na sundarim kavitam va jagadisha kamaye mama janmani janmanishwari bhavatat bhakti rahai tu kitvai. O Almighty Lord, I have no desire to accumulate wealth, nor do I desire beautiful women, nor do I want any number of followers. I only want your causeless devotional service, birth after birth.
Hey, Sarvashaktiman, na to mujhe dhan sangrah karne ki kamna hai, na sundar istriyon ki, na hi mujhe anuyayiyon ki avashyakta hai. Main to janma janmantar aapki ahetu ki bhakti ki kamna karta hoon.
For one who desires the advance of in spiritual life, attachment to material opulence and attachment to a beautiful wife are two great impediments.
Jo atma jivan mein agrasar hona chahta hai uske marg mein aishwarya tatha sundar patni ke prati aasakti ye do badhaen hain, ye do badi badhaen hain.
Such attachments are condemned even more than suicide.
Aisi atarsi se mukt ho jana chahiye.
Therefore anyone desiring to cross beyond material nations must by the grace of Krishna be freed from attachment to women and money.
इन आसक्तियों से विमुक्त होने के बाद ही महाराज प्रियव्रत महामुनि नारद द्वारा उपदेश दिए गए नियमों का पालन कर सके.
When Maharaja Priyavrata became completely free from these attachments, he could again peacefully follow the principles instructed by the great sage Narada.
No, he already done that because there was a line missing here in Hindi.
I see, okay. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Nitinamine Namaste Sarasvati Devi Guravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatade Shatarine Vanchakalpotar Vyascha Kripa Sindhu Veva Cha Patitanam Pavane Bhyo Vaishnave Bhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. Здравствуйте. So, Yantah Pradeshi Mama Vacham, Mam Prasuptam Sanjeevaya, Akila Shakti Darasvadam, Nanyam Shahasta Charana, Shravana, Paga, Dim Prananamo Bhagavate, Purusha, Tubim. So, we're reading this story about Maharaja Priyavrata in the fifth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. And to understand all the stories of Srimad Bhagavatam, the real internal meaning of the stories, we have to really understand one line from the second canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. It is said in the ninth chapter of the second canto of Srimad Bhagavatam that among the 10 topics of Srimad Bhagavatam, 9 are there to describe the 10th one. Ultimately, Srila Vyasadev or Shukadev Goswami, they want to explain only one thing, Krishna. And even this is not true. Ultimately, they want to explain love of Krishna and loving relationship with Krishna. But love is very difficult to understand. One devotee, he said that, you know, when Lord manifests his opulences, it's easy to understand. When Lord wants to manifest his power, he just gets one finger and Sudarshana chakra is there. That's it. So to manifest his power, he needs only one finger. To play on a flute, he needs 10. So basically the idea here is that love is more difficult. Katin. So, and therefore, Srila Vyasadeva could have started from the 10th canto and explaining Krishna's pastimes. But he wants to prepare his readers for understanding of real meaning of love. And therefore, he describes so many different stories before he comes to the 10th canto. And if we specifically take this story, then the topic which is being described, as I said, there are 10 topics, out of which one is Krishna Ashraya, and the rest is subordinate topics which help to describe Ashraya. So this particular topic is Sthiti.
तो जैसे 10 विषय हैं जिसमें से एक है कृष्णा लेकिन उसके पहले जो 9 हैं वो अलग-अलग हैं जिसमें से प्रिय व्रत की कथा में स्थिति जो है आश्रय से पहले आता है
या अत्र सर्ग विसर्गश्च स्थानं पोषणं उतया मन्वन्तरे सनुकथा निरोध मुक्तिर आश्रय. सो दिस इज द 10 टॉपिक्स ऑफ श्रीमद् भागवतम आउट ऑफ व्हिच स्थिति इज अत्र सर्ग विसर्ग स्थानम. स्थानम इज द थर्ड वन.
तो 10 में से ये जो स्थिति है वो तीसरे स्थान पे आता है.
सर्ग मतलब या द फर्स्ट क्रिएशन क्रिएशन ऑफ द एलिमेंट्स. विसर्ग इज द सेकेंडरी क्रिएशन क्रिएशन ऑफ द प्लैनेट्स एंड द स्पीशीज ऑफ लाइफ. एंड देन स्थानम मीन्स द डिफरेंट प्लैनेटरी सिस्टम्स.
जैसे पहला है स्वर्ग. स्वर्ग का मतलब है सृष्टि और विसर्ग का मतलब दूसरे स्तर की सृष्टि और फिर स्थानम मतलब ये भौतिक संसार.
बट वी शुड take it literally that Bhagavatam is interested in describing the astronomical facts about different planetary system, how it is, whether there is life in Mars or not.
हमें ये भूल नहीं करनी चाहिए भागवत समझने की कि ये भागवत कथा जो है समझ लीजिए ज्योतिष शास्त्र के हिसाब से अलग अलग जो ग्रह हैं या अलग अलग स्तर हैं भूमंडल या जो भी मंडल है उनको समझाने के लिए.
Actually, when sthanam is being described, it's different levels of consciousness of human beings which are there in this material universe.
Sthanam ke bare mein isme agar samjhaya jata hai to uska lakshya ye hai ki hum vibhinn prakar ke vibhinn star ki chetna ko hum samajh sake.
And therefore, ultimately, when it is described in the second canto, what is sthanam, it is said sthitir Vaikuntha Vijaya. Sthitir Vaikuntha Vijaya, the explanation which is given by Shukadeva Goswami himself in the second canto of this sthanam, what is the meaning of sthanam, it's Vaikuntha Vijaya.
Okay. तो शुकदेव गोस्वामी जब दूसरे स्कंद में स्थानम के बारे में बताते हैं तो वो वैकुंठ के जय विजय के बारे में बताते हैं.
Basically he wants to say that the highest possible state of consciousness is the state of Vaikuntha.
उनका सब समझाने का उद्देश्य ये है कि जो सबसे उच्चतर जो चेतना का स्तर है वो है वैकुंठ.
That we can understand the Supreme Lord and enter into the relationship with the Supreme Lord if we have this Vaikuntha consciousness.
तो हम भगवान को या भगवान के संबंध को समझना अगर चाहते हैं तो हम लोगों को वैकुंठ के चेतना तक पहुंचना होगा.
We cannot really relate with the Supreme Lord if we have Bhauma consciousness.
हम भगवान के साथ अपना संबंध हम समझ नहीं सकते यदि हमको हमारी भौतिक चेतना हो.
What to speak about having Dubai consciousness? So,
Dubai ki chetna ki to
baat hi kya. So, basically, the highest possible development of consciousness is this Vaikuntha consciousness.
तो सबसे उच्चतर जो चेतना है वो है वैकुंठ चेतना.
And therefore, the story of Maharaja Priyavrata is to illustrate this fact.
इसीलिए महाराज प्रियव्रत की जो कथा है इसको समझाने के लिए है.
The inner meaning of this story is that look what महाराज प्रियव्रत has achieved in his life.
तो इस कथा का जो अंदर सार है वो ये है कि समझाने के लिए कि महाराज प्रियव्रत ने क्या प्राप्त किया.
He had the highest possible enjoyment in his life.
महाराज प्रियव्रत के पास सबसे अधिक उच्चतर भौतिक ऐश्वर्य थे.
Enjoyment, not ऐश्वर्य. ऐश्वर्य will be the next. इंद्रिय तृप्ति. He had the highest possible power in his life, ऐश्वर्य. और
वो जितना भी संभव हो सके ऊंचे से ऊंचा उनके उनकी ऊंची से ऊंची शक्तियां थी उनके पास.
Yes. he was so powerful that he was even able to kind of make a different sun. It is explained that by his yogic power, he divided himself, and one form of himself became like second sun.
So, बताया जाता है कि अपनी शक्ति से अपना विभाजन किया और उनका एक हिस्सा जो है वो सूरज बन गया.
Yeah, he remained Maharaja Priyavrata ruling planet, but at the same time, the portion of him became like sun.
तो अपना विस्तार इस तरह से किया कि वो अपने महाराज प्रियव्रत होकर के अपना कार्यभार संभाल रहे थे और साथ साथ उनका एक अंश जो है सूर्य का काम करने लगा.
It's very difficult for us to understand. It's impossible for us to understand.
महाराज कह रहे हैं कि हमारे लिए बहुत कठिन है ये समझना, बल्कि असंभव है ये समझना.
Yeah, but actually we have to understand the point which is being made, not this literally thing, because, you know, if we try to figure out how you can make another sun out of yourself, you know, it will be, your life will become very difficult. But the point is, he was very powerful. He was extremely powerful. And usually when people have some power, they enjoy this power. Why all these big, big rich people, they want to become richer and richer and richer? They need enough money for their roti every day, you know. They will not eat 100 rotis anyway, so no matter how much they try. What they want, because money is power. They want to have more money, that they have more power. And they enjoy, you know, I did this, look how powerful I am. That's the enjoyment of people. Therefore, by explaining this story, they say, look how powerful Maharaja Priyavrata was. And, you know, he definitely had all the opportunities to enjoy in this life.
तो ये इस कथा से हमको बताया जाता है कि महाराज प्रियव्रत किस प्रकार शक्तिशाली और धनवान थे, उन्होंने क्या वो सब कुछ उनके पास था.
But because he had exposure to Krishna consciousness and he had little taste of Krishna consciousness in his early life.
लेकिन क्योंकि उनके उनके जीवन के शुरुआत में उनको भगवत भक्ति का दर्शन मिल चुका था.
Therefore, he always he was not peaceful while doing all these things, while ruling the planet.
तो इसके लिए वो जब ये राज्यभार राज्य का कार्यभार संभाल रहे थे तो उसको आनंद नहीं मिला उसको.
He had always this thought in the background, I'm just wasting my time here.
वो हमेशा ये सोचते रहते थे अपने दिमाग में कि मैं अपना समय व्यर्थ गवा रहा हूँ.
व्यर्थ है, yeah, my whole life is व्यर्थ. So that was his understanding, and this story is for us. Not, it's not about Maharaja Priyavrata, it's for us. Because we become attached to our little power and our little enjoyment and our little kingdom within little apartment in Dubai. And we think I'm very nicely situated. My sthanam is very nice.
So hum chote se aishwaryon se chote dhan se apne chote se parivar ki choti se duniya mein kya hum apne aap ko bhog karke khush samajhna chahte hain.
Because ultimately why sthanam is there, because why this topic is there in Srimad Bhagavatam, because you can stuck in any level of consciousness, meaning you can stuck in any sthanam, in any planetary system, so to speak.
इसमें जो स्थान के बारे में समझाया गया है, इसलिए कि आप किसी भी स्थान में आप अटक सकते हैं.
And but ultimately, this is not the highest. This is not the happiness which we deserve. the real situation is go higher and higher and higher until we reach Vaikuntha.
तो ऐसा नहीं है कि ये जो स्थान है हम जहाँ पे अटक जाते हैं ये सबसे सर्वोपरि है हमको और ऊपर उठना है और ऊपर उठना है.
And therefore, in the very beginning, when we start Krishna consciousness, Krishna gives us little taste of what it means to have real Krishna consciousness.
तो जब हम कृष्ण भावनामृत का जीवन शुरू करते हैं तो कृष्ण भगवान को थोड़ा सा दर्शन अनुभव देते हैं कि ये आनंद क्या है.
And in the beginning, we feel very great, you know, yeah, I'm pure devotee now.
तो इसलिए हमको शुरुआत में बहुत अच्छा लगता है कि यस मैं अभी बहुत अच्छी जगह अभी मैं प्योर डिवोटी बन गया हूं.
It's just the causeless mercy of Krishna. It's not yet you are pure devotee. You are as impure as you always were.
ये मतलब थोड़ा सा जो अनुभव हमको मिलता है वो भगवान कृष्ण की अहितु की कृपा है थोड़ी देर के लिए. लेकिन आप समझते हैं कि मैं शुद्ध भक्त बन गया हूं ऐसा कुछ नहीं है. हम अभी भी अशुद्ध हैं जैसे पहले थे.
It's just for you to remember this state of consciousness and to always strive for this state of consciousness because it will be finished soon. Don't worry about this.
लेकिन वो अनुभव इसलिए है आपको दिया जाता है ताकि आप हमेशा उसके पीछे लालायित रहें और वहां तक पहुंचने की हमेशा चेष्टा करते रहें.
You will come to your normal state of consciousness and you will struggle to chant one mala of japa. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
फिर आप अपने साधारण चेतना तक आ जाएंगे फिर आप एक माला जप करने के लिए भी संघर्ष करेंगे.
But it's just for us to understand that this is the highest, that the highest possible goal is to achieve spiritual consciousness or Krishna consciousness.
लेकिन हमें ये अच्छी तरह समझना चाहिए कि जो सबसे ऊपर की चेतना है वो कि हम कृष्ण भावना में चेतना तक पहुंचना है.
And therefore, because the story is describing that because in the beginning he had this interaction with Narada Muni and he achieved the spiritual state of consciousness, he was not satisfied even by achieving so much in his life.
तो महाराज श्री भक्त की कथा में बताया जाता है कि नारद मुनि का संग करके जो उन्होंने भक्ति का आनंद प्राप्त किया था फिर जब उसने कार्य संभाला अपने राज्य का कारोबार तो वो हमेशा विचलित रहे और चेष्टा करते रहे.
And at one point, as it is said here, at one point, by the mercy of the Lord, he remembered all his experiences. At one point.
यह बताया जाता है कि भगवान की कृपा से एक समय ऐसा आया कि उसको सब कुछ याद आ गया.
It works like this, that, you know, for some time we may lead certain life because the Lord wants us to lead certain life and to get certain experience in life. But if we met devotees, sooner or later, our consciousness, which state of consciousness we achieved just by meeting with devotees, will come back to us.
कभी कभी हम अलग अलग प्रकार के जीवन में हम जीवन से गुजरते हैं और कृष्णा की इच्छा से ये सब कुछ होता है लेकिन जब हमने थोड़ा सा भक्त संग किया है तो एक समय आएगा जब हमको वो सब याद आएगा और हम उसके पीछे फिर जाएंगे.
And when this happened to Maharaj Priyavrata, he started to lament.
और ये महाराज प्रियव्रत के साथ जब ऐसा हुआ तब वो शोक करने लगे.
He started to say, you know, why did I spend so much time in this material affairs? Why I almost forgot the Lord while doing all this thing.
तो वो हमेशा ऐसा सोचना उन्होंने शुरू कर दिया, बोलना शुरू कर दिया कि क्यों मैंने अपना इतना समय गवाया, क्यों मैंने भगवत सेवा में अपने जीवन नहीं बिताया.
There are too many important two important lessons in this part of the story. Two important lessons.
इसमें दो विशेष हमारे लिए शिक्षाएं हैं इस कथा में.
One important lesson is that, you know, Maharaja Priyavrata was a devotee. He was doing it as a service. But still, he said that while doing this service, I almost forgot the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
उसमें एक महत्वपूर्ण बात यह है कि महाराज प्रियव्रत सब कुछ कर रहे थे लेकिन उनको अपना पश्चाताप था कि क्यों मैं कृष्ण की सेवा नहीं कर पाया.
बिकॉज दिस इज द नेचर ऑफ एक्टिव ऑफ वेरी एक्टिव यू नो एक्टिविटी इन दिस वर्ल्ड. व्हेन वी वेरी एक्टिवली एंगेज इन समथिंग देन आवर कॉन्शियसनेस बिकम्स क्लाउडेड.
लेकिन ये भौतिक प्रकृति का ये नियम है कि जब हम बहुत ज्यादा इसमें क्रियाशील हो जाते हैं भौतिक कार्यों में, तब हमारी चेतना प्रदूषित हो जाती है. आई मिस्ड अ पॉइंट परमानेंट ऑफ यू इन बिफोर दिस.
No, I'm explaining the first lesson. First lesson is that even Lord Brahma says that I cannot understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead perfectly because I'm too passionate.
जो पहली शिक्षा इसमें से मिलती है महत्वपूर्ण शिक्षा वो ये है कि जैसे कि ब्रह्मा जी भी ये कह रहे थे कि मैं क्योंकि बहुत ज्यादा रजोगुण में हूँ तो इसके लिए मैं भगवान के बारे में समझ नहीं पाता.
Yeah, because to act in this world, you have to employ the mode of passion. And the mode of passion makes your consciousness somewhat clouded. And after so much passionate activities, tamagun comes.
और बहुत ज्यादा रजोगुणी कार्य करने के बाद फिर तमोगुण हावी हो जाता है.
Therefore, when we act at the end, we just want to sleep.
और फिर जब बहुत ज्यादा क्रिया करते रहते हैं, फिर हम सोना चाहते हैं.
And therefore, Lord Brahma has such a long night.
सलीप्स.
He has to really sleep nicely.
सोना पड़ता है ठीक से.
So, and that's one lesson. Maharaja Priyavrata, even though he was a devotee, he was ruling as a devotee, that was his devotional service, still he says, no, I have to be little detached. Even though he was not attached, still he says, I want to be detached to concentrate completely on the Supreme Lord.
इसलिए महाराज प्रियव्रत की हमेशा ये बात चलती रहती कि हालांकि वो आसक्त नहीं थे, लेकिन वो कार्य करते क्रिया करते करते वो ये हमेशा सोचते थे कि मैं आसक्त हूँ, मेरे को विरक्त होना है.
It's sometimes I can very much relate to this particular point.
महाराज भी इस पर्टिकुलर ये जो खास शिक्षा से अपना संबंध बताना चाहते हैं.
Because when we're preaching, you know, we have to do so many things and we have to interact with so many people. And even though it's all service, still sometimes you feel that you forget about the Lord while doing this.
हालांकि महाराज प्रचार कार्य में लगे हुए थे, अलग अलग लोगों से मिलना, प्रचार करना, पुस्तकों का वितरण करना, ये सब भक्ति के कार्य हैं, मगर फिर भी इनको ये एहसास होता था कि मैं कृष्ण को भूल चुका हूँ.
And therefore, even Srila Prabhupada, who was very strong about this, and he was, you know, pushing this point that everyone should be actively engaged in devotional service, because he knew that we are not capable of doing this lonely meditation, so to speak. Still, he said, towards the end of the life, you should just be absorbed in bhajan.
Srila Prabhupada, हम लोगों को इसलिए हमेशा मैंने कार्यशील भक्ति के कार्य में लगाए रखते थे कि उनको मालूम था कि हम एक एक तरफ होकर के केवल कृष्ण का चिंतन नहीं कर सकते थे. इसीलिए उन्होंने समझाया कि अंत में जा करके आपको अकेले रह करके कृष्ण के ऊपर ध्यान लगाना.
And that's exactly what Maharaj Priyavrata is doing. He says, you know, I had enough. I did what I'm supposed to do. Now the Lord from within the heart is calling me that I have to be totally detached and absorbed in Krishna
consciousness.
Second very important lesson of this lamentation of Maharaja Priyavrata is also we have to understand very clearly. So, you know, when he became remorseful about his life, he started lamenting, but he didn't try to find faults in anyone else.
जब वो अपना पश्चाताप करने लगे अपने कार्यकलापों के जो जो एंगेजमेंट उनकी थी कार्यभार संभालने की, फिर भी वो कभी किसी की बुराई नहीं देखते थे, निंदा नहीं करते थे.
Because sometimes when something goes wrong with our life, we are trying to find who is the responsible for that my life went in the wrong track.
हमारे जीवन में जब कुछ गलत हो जाता है तो हम उस पे ज्यादा सोचते हैं और हम ये देखना चाहते हैं कि किसके कारण से ऐसा हुआ.
And we can always find somebody, my wife is responsible for this.
और हम हमेशा किसी को ढूंढ निकालते हैं कि जैसे कि मेरी पत्नी का ये इसका कारण है.
Oh, my crazy children are guilty in this. Oh, whatever.
या मेरे जो बच्चे हैं या उसके कारण ऐसा हुआ.
Or ISKCON is wrong. You know, so many reasons our very, you know, mind, fertile mind can come up with. You know, he is guilty, and you know. But no, Maharaja Priyavrata says, I'm responsible for this.
जैसे महाराज प्रियव्रत कह रहे थे कि मैं इसका उत्तरदायी हूँ, मेरे कारण हुआ है. लेकिन हमारे मन में ऐसी बहुत सी कारण उपज सकते हैं क्या, कि ये कारण है, वो कारण है जिसके कारण मैं नहीं कर सका.
He says nobody is guilty. I'm responsible, and I have to correct my mistake.
Okay, किसी का दोष नहीं है, मैं ही इसका उत्तरदायी हूँ, और मेरे को अपने आप को सुधारना है.
Why it is so important to have this sort of consciousness? Because in this way you will be able to correct the situation.
ये इतना महत्वपूर्ण क्यों है इस प्रकार की चेतना भावना रखने के लिए, ताकि आप अपना सुधार खुद कर सकेंगे.
If you think that somebody else is responsible for this, then you cannot do anything. You will just lament and you will be just very angry at this person.
अगर आप सोचेंगे किसी और के कारण है कि अगर मेरी ये स्थिति है, तो आप कभी अपना दोष न देकर अपने सुधार में नहीं लगाएंगे और हमेशा शोक ही करते रहेंगे.
It's actually very difficult to see swayam dosh, that I'm responsible, my own fault.
ये बहुत ही कठिन है देखना कि मैं ही इसका कारण.
But that's the only correct attitude in our life.
लेकिन केवल वही एक सही मनोवृत्ति है.
Because only with this sort of mentality one can improve the situation or correct the situation.
क्योंकि केवल इसी ऐसी मनोवृत्ति से आप अपना सुधार कर सकते हैं.
Otherwise you will just feel that I am a victim.
नहीं तो आप हमेशा सोचेंगे मैं victim. मैं
victim.
दोषी. victim का अच्छा word है हिंदी में.
victim.
दोषी
नहीं. victim.
नहीं. I'm forgetting. I mean, victim समझ गया ना, बाद में आ जाएगा. It's a nice word. I'm forgetting it.
जिम्मेदार.
नहीं. victim मतलब शिकार. मैं इसका शिकार. ये सही है.
शिकार.
शिकार सही.
शिकार.
हाँ.
Thank you. I don't know. शिकार.
ये ना शिकारी है ना. चलो ठीक. एक और शब्द भी है, बाद में याद
आएगा. So like I'm dealing with one situation now, and the person is, you know, he's trying to find faults in different people. You know, he's in a very difficult situation, and he is trying to see who is responsible for this.
ये व्यक्ति बहुत परेशान रहता है, हमेशा वो देखता रहता है, ढूंढता रहता है कि कौन इसका दोषी है. मतलब
And if I, you know, when I try to tell him, you are responsible for this, he becomes very angry.
और जब मैं उसको बताना चाहता हूँ कि तुम्हारे कारण मेरे साथ ऐसा हुआ है, तो उसको क्रोध आएगा.
Because he thinks when I say this that I just want to absolve somebody else from responsibility or do this or that, but I want to help him. Because if he feels that he is responsible, he can change this. If he feels that somebody else is responsible, he is just helpless. He cannot do anything.
अगर वो अपने आप को कारण मानता है तो बदल सकता है, लेकिन वो किसी और को जब इसका कारण मानता है, अपने को सही मानता है, तो वो चुप से बैठ जाएगा, अपना सुधार नहीं कर पाएगा.
Because in any situation, even though usually, what is the problem? Usually, when we create the situation, we don't understand how. What is our input in this situation? We always feel that it's this situation which is wrong, but we don't understand how we are contributed for the creation of this particular situation.
Okay, ऐसी भावना से हम हमेशा देखेंगे कि ये स्थिति कैसे खराब है, ये लोग कैसे responsible हैं इसके, और हम अपना जो किरदार है, हम समझ नहीं पाएंगे कि हम कहाँ गलती कर रहे हैं इसमें.
So this is very important lesson from this attitude of Maharaja Priyavrat, that he didn't say, you know, oh, my wife, he had two wives, he said, oh, my two wives, they are responsible for this. No, I'm responsible.
महाराज प्रियव्रत उनकी दो सुंदर पत्नियां थी, कभी उन्होंने ये नहीं सोचा कि उसके कारण ही मैं अटका हुआ हूं, क्या वो अपने आप को दोषी मानने लगे, सुधार के लिए सोचा.
And therefore to correct the situation he developed the third opulence here which is described in this story, because basically this story illustrates that Maharaj Priyavrat had three opulences.
महाराज के जो तीन ऐश्वर्य थे तो इसके कारण भी अपने आप सुधार के सोचने के कारण वो तीसरा जो ऐश्वर्य है वो यहाँ प्रस्तुत कर रहे
हैं. One was his enjoyment because he was very opulent. His opulence means wealth.
एक जो है वो बहुत ज़्यादा भोग कर रहा था, उसके पास बहुत ऐश्वर्य के साधन थे.
Another one was his power, how he was really powerful.
और दूसरा उनकी शक्तियाँ, किस प्रकार वो शक्तिमान थे.
But now he is manifesting the third opulence, which is renunciation.
अब वो तीसरा ऐश्वर्य प्रदर्शन कर रहे हैं कि इसको
वैराग्य, वैराग्य. So and this particular verse is describing his vairagya, how he immediately when he realized what should be done, he just turned away from all his opulences and gave it up.
तो इस श्लोक में अभी ये तीसरे वैराग्य के बारे में बताया जा रहा है, जब उनको एहसास हुआ, जब अनुभव हुआ कि क्या कहाँ वो गलत जा रहा है, तो immediately अपने को सुधार के लिए.
Again, this is a lesson for us, because we, while achieving something, we become very attached to our achievements.
तो हमारे लिए ये शिक्षा है कि हम जब कुछ प्राप्त करते हैं, तो हम बहुत ज़्यादा आसक्त हो जाते हैं अपनी प्राप्ति के ऊपर.
Prabhupada used to laugh. He said, "All these rulers of the age of Kali, they are so attached, they just want to die while ruling."
प्रभुपाद इनकी भर्त्सना करते थे, कहते कि हमारे जो जो लीडर हैं, जो नेतागण हैं, वो कुछ प्राप्त करके और वो हमेशा आसक्त रहते, उसको छोड़ना नहीं चाहते मरते दम तक.
In Russia there was this ruler Brezhnev.
Russia में भी एक ये ruler था.
At the end of his life he became so senile, he couldn't understand anything, still he was the ruler.
और वो अंत में बहुत बूढ़ा हो गया था, उसको कुछ समझ में नहीं आता था, फिर भी वो रूल कर रहा था, राज्य कर रहा था.
People would put him on the stage and he couldn't even speak, you know, and for 4 hours he had to pronounce his speech and he couldn't understand what's going on. He had to read it and it was so funny, but still he was the ruler.
तो लोग उनको स्टेज पे, मंच पे खड़ा करके सुनने के लिए लगाते थे, तो वो बहुत बूढ़ा हो गया था, वो तो उसको पढ़ना भी ठीक से नहीं आता था, वो किसी तरह से 4 घंटे लगाते थे उसको लेक्चर को या प्रवचन को सुनाने में.
प्रवचन या
भाषण 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 अभी ये भाषण तो रोज प्रवचन आ रहा हूँ
मैं. सो नो प्रॉब्लम. So Prabhupada, he would give the example of Vedic kings, because Vedic kings, they knew, you know, I ruled, now my son is grown up, I have to go to the forest.
Srila Prabhupada hamesha jo hamare vedon mein varnit rajaon ki charcha karte hain, kis prakar se wo jab rajya karne ke baad unke putra bade hote to ya unko baitha ke sinhasan pe khud vanvas le lete the ya vanaprastha.
And that's example for all of us. Yes, we have to be actively engaged, but at one point my son is grown up, I have to go to the forest, to Vrindavan.
So ye sab hamare liye bhi lagu hota hai ki humne jo kuch kiya, hamare putra bade hote hain, ab unko karobar de karke hum chale jaye Vrindavan.
Otherwise we shouldn't be attached to the last moment of our life, to our little kingdom which we which we achieved.
ये छोटा सा राज्य जो हमने बनाया है उसके पीछे आसक्ति रख कर कि हम अपने अंत समय तक उसे लिप्त न
रहें. And therefore this verse is there, it is said that he turned away from his wife as if she was a dead body, mritika, mritika eva.
इसके फिर ये खास करके श्लोक में बताया गया है कि वो अपने पत्नियों से विरक्त होकर के मुड़ गए, ऐसा मान कर कि जैसे कोई मृत शरीर हो उनका.
Yeah, it may sound very cruel. It may sound really, my goodness, my. But it's again description of his mentality. Because when you get the higher taste, basically that's what it is, everything else becomes like dead for you.
तो जब आपको ऊंचा स्वाद मिलता है तो बाकी सब कुछ निर्जीव लगने लगता है.
Yeah, you know, you might have enjoyed in this and that, but if the higher taste is there, then all these things become really dull and dead. You're not interested in it anymore.
आपने बहुत से भोग किए हो, लेकिन जब आपको ऊंचा स्वाद मिलता है, परम आनंद मिलता है, तो ये बिल्कुल आपको मृत जैसा लगता है.
And it's like, you know, if the small child is here, he is playing with his dolls. He has little car and he's, you know, very absorbed. Oh, yes, nice car. Yeah, but, you know, when you're grown up, you can't understand how you can play with these things. So you're not playing with little cars, now you're playing with big cars. But big car or little car, it's the same. It's just a play. When you become Krishna conscious, you just look at the big cars in the same way as you as an adult look in the small cars of toy cars of children. So that's exactly what is being described here, his state of consciousness, that he just, you know, he became all of a sudden completely uninterested in this. And that's only possible if you have real Krishna consciousness. And therefore Prabhupada explains this, nadanam na janam na sundarim kavitam va jagadishas. Yes, so it's a certain state of consciousness which is again Vaikuntha consciousness, when you are not interested in anything else. And it's not an artificial consciousness. You cannot really invoke this consciousness artificially in yourself. It's a natural result of the purification of the heart. Therefore, in the beginning, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Cheta Darpana Marjanam Bhava Mahadavagni Nirvapanam. When you chant this holy name of the Lord, then gradually your heart will become cleansed from all other desires which are not really desirable.
तो जब आप जो है कोई भक्ति के साथ जो चैंटिंग करेंगे तो क्रमशः जो है आप जो है ये मालूम करेंगे कि आपको इन दो इन कठिन चीजों की कोई जरूरत नहीं है.
Which are like the forest fire in your heart.
और वो जो है आपके लिए एक जंगल की जो आग लगती है ना,
दावाग्नि
है.
Yeah. हमारे लिए. And then at one point you will feel like nadanam na janam na sundarim kavitam
vajagadishim.
And at that point, as it is explained in this verse, your heart will become vihar krida, your heart will become the place of the pastimes of the Supreme Lord. Yeah, because it is said specifically here, Hari Vihar, the Hridaya Hari Vihar. And in this condition, which is natural condition, when the Lord is always in our heart, we become very happy because the source of all happiness is within our heart. So therefore it is said, when he again remembered the Lord and his heart became the place of pastimes of the Supreme Personality of God, it very easily he gave up everything and went. And that's ultimately the point of this pastime, because we will have to realize that this should be our highest aspiration, to make our heart the pastime place of the Lord. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Question, no time today.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, you can put one only. Come on.
Thank you so much. Thank you for wonderful class. I just want to know that initially you said Krishna gives us little drop,
yes,
of Krishna consciousness, and then it takes away, and then we have to struggle to chant even one drop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think if you get once, then why does it take away?
It's not that he takes away, it's just it's being covered over by our anarthas. Because anarthas are still there, and in the beginning we behave in a very humble way, we are very humble, everyone is just a great devotee, I am just the last one, and therefore Krishna being merciful, he gives us some experience. But then we become senior devotees, very proud, and we say, oh, they're all inferior to me. So Krishna says, okay, you know, you try to be a senior devotee. It's very hard. It's very easy to be a junior devotee. It's very hard to be a senior devotee. Believe me, I know it.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay.